RTL Original Podcast.
Hello, it's Stephen Stepslow, that incessant nearly was, who's trying to retrofit a Better Than You Think podcast around the Harder Than It Sounds concept, otherwise known as Song 2, where we try to convince you that the second track on an album is that album's best or at least most important. Back in 2012, if your brain box wasn't besieged by a plinky plonky xylophone roll and a hard to reach but let's go for it anyway used to know, then we would like to know where you were and when we can visit. For Gautier's mahoosive smash hit was everywhere, all the flipping time. It was the audio equivalent of stepping in chewing gum on a summer day. And that's not to say that the track is a bad one, it absolutely is not. In fact, as far as Song 2s go, and as far as this podcast is about them, it's one of our strongest examples yet. Why? Well, let's ask two very straightforward questions, shall we? A. Did you know much or anything about Gautier before the release of this single? And B. Have you bought, played or heard much from him since then? I figured as much. I must clumsily slip in a caveat at this stage, as the track we are featuring is actually listed as number 3 on the album Making Mirrors. The eponymous opener is a minute in length and is nought but a scene setter as opposed to a fully fledged song. Therefore, we are invoking the intro loophole once again after its first outing on Gangster's Paradise. Season 2, Episode 5, if you fancy checking it out.
You said you felt so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me.
Though released in July 2011 in Australia and New Zealand, it was not until almost a year later that Somebody I Used to Know went truly huge. In the final week of April 2012, the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100 was a hotspot for pop. The Wanted and One Direction's respective singles, Glad You Came and What Makes You Beautiful, were duking it out in a battle of the boy bands. Nicki Minaj was seeing success in the pure pop of Starships, and Carly Rae Jepsen's earworm, Call Me Maybe, was knocking on the door. Just to add a little more perspective seasoning, the other slots were occupied by Kelly Clarkson, Katy Perry, Justin Bieber, Fun, and Flo Rida.
So when we found that we could not make sense, well, you said that we would still be friends, but I'll admit that I was glad it was over.
And then there was a Belgian-born, Australia-dwelling alternative artist called Gautier sitting at number one with the slow-burning breakup record Somebody That I Used to Know. Wouter de Backer, aka Gautier's Little Song That Could, held the top spot for 8 consecutive weeks. An anomaly among its contemporaries, Somebody That I Used to Know veered away from the so-called pop formula, which was at the time defined by plucky, bass-heavy production and snappy choruses constructed by 3 or more songwriters. Gautier, conversely, is the song's sole credited writer and producer. Gautier was born in Belgium in 1980 as Wouter André de Backer. He adopted his name of Gautier, a shortened French equivalent of his Dutch name, as was given to him by his mother. However, when he eventually went to school, he was given the nickname of Walter, again by his mother. She considered it a good English alternative to Wouter. And if this was not confusing enough, he is also known as Wally. Maybe it's a good way to claim additional royalty checks. Who knows?
You said that you could let it go, and I wouldn't catch you hung up on somebody that you used to know. But you didn't have to cut me off, make out like it never happened, but we were nothing.
The track's xylophone-infused beat is built around a two-note riff, influenced by Brazilian guitarist Luiz Bonifá's 1967 track Seville. Recounting a mutual breakup, Gautier's performance on Somebody That I Used to Know is patient and resolved. It is the second single to be taken from Gautier's third and final album, following as it does Eyes Wide Open. On the album's track listing, it does actually run Somebody That I Used to Know and then Eyes Wide Open. Anyway, that's for a different discussion. It has playful instrumentation giving way to a back and forth vocal sparring match between Wally and a soon to be huge Kimbra. In 2012, Gautier told Rolling Stone that Somebody That I Used to Know changed what he thought was possible in regards to recording and releasing music. While he already had an established fan base in Australia, where the song was originally released in July 2011, its success turned him into an international sensation almost overnight. The track has since been certified 8 times platinum, top charts in 26 countries, and spent 59 weeks on the Hot 100. At the 2013 Grammy Awards ceremony, Gautier won all 3 of the nominations, including Best Pop Duo, Group Performance, Best Alternative Music Album for Making Mirrors, and the coveted Record of the Year Award, which was presented to him by none other than Prince. Now, more than a decade since its release, Somebody That I Used to Know has proven to be evergreen. It landed at number 8 on Billboard's Hot 100 Decade End charts and received yet another revival on TikTok in 2021. Users painted their bodies to stand against walls in recreations of the memorable music video and gamely tried their hand at hitting Kimbra's high notes, which I am absolutely not going to do, no fear. Kimbra and Gautier as a pair was a masterstroke, and the video directed by Natasha Pinkus currently boasts 1.63 billion views. In the conceptual art-inspired visual, Gautier and Kimbra appear blending into a geometric wall pattern. After the former presents his case, the latter escapes the confines of the wall, sliding over to provide her rebuttal. She wills him to hear her, but when it's made clear that he isn't listening, she gives up and slips away as the paint disappears from her body at the song's conclusion. Kimbra, for her part, told Stereogum in an interview when asked about the song's success, "There's something about it that feels like it's always existed, like there's been echoes of it throughout time. If you're able to tap into that, that's how you write truly timeless music," she says. Which may seem a lofty claim if it weren't for the fact that it stands up to scrutiny and criticism. Since Making Mirrors and the success of Somebody I Used to Know, Vuta has made 3 albums with his long-running rock band The Basics, guested on electroacoustic wizard Bibio's 2016 album, A Mineral Love, and has founded several record labels. Tabaka's decision to monetize Somebody I Used to Know on YouTube after years of choosing not to do so also allows him some sense of financial freedom. "The paradigm has changed," he explains, about the change of heart. Again, this was talking to Stereogum. "I decided to use the income I'd made from that to fund the other projects I've been working on." "Now and then I think of all the times you screwed me over. But it made believing it was always something that I'd done. But I don't want to live that way. Leading into every word you say. You said that you could let Tabaka further says, "There's a vibe in the music I make as Gautier that's reflective of the loner in me. I enjoy time by myself, and I get into the escapism of disappearing through pure sound, which I get into through sampling." Recording and producing tracks that would make up the track listing for Making Mirrors with Francois Tétaz, the pair found that despite impressing people initially, there was little that was sticking in people's minds. "Wally and John went around the world playing it for everyone," says Tétaz, "but there wasn't a single song that anyone was excited about." John said to Wally, "If we want to get these people on board, we really do need a song that resonates with people." And Wally said, "Okay, I'll just write some more songs." "I used to know. Wally then, on somewhat of a creative burst, went on to write 3 or 4 songs in little over a week, and one of them was Somebody That I Used to Know. He'd written a verse and a chorus, and when he sent it over, Tétaz remembers thinking, "This is amazing." He has an ability to write something incredibly personal and universal that you can really feel, and it had that. When the chorus hit, I was like, wow, this melody is beautiful and heart-wrenching. I didn't think it was a hit, though. I thought it was a beautiful song. With the song now fully written, DeBakker tried to find a female singer to accompany him. They tried a few different versions, one with an ex-girlfriend who had a beautiful voice, but that didn't work out. And then Tétard suggested Kimbra, having worked with her on the album Vows. Gautier was not actually convinced initially, thinking she wasn't going to be right for the song, but Tétard insisted. Kimbra remembers Tétard having had a really good idea of her voice, and when Wally was struggling, he simply said, "Why don't we try Kimbra?" Around the time, Gautier had asked her to be part of the song. "I was at the end of the album process," Kimber recalls, "and I just signed with Warner Brothers, which was great. I figured I could put music out around the time of the song and continue to grow my fan base." After accidentally leaking online through Take 40 Australia's website, where somebody had just ticked the wrong box on a particular website, Wally said of the incident, "It wasn't ages before we planned for it to come out, but since I was already in a headspace where I was quite stressed about the record, that accelerated everything further." It was over. A mega viral video now in tow, somebody that I used to know became inescapable, topping charts and being covered and spoofed everywhere from Glee to Saturday Night Live. By the time 2013 rolled around, it had even won two Grammys, Record of the Year and Best Pop Duo Group Performance. Kimbra didn't understand the scale of it at first, having no idea that the song would be a hit. "It never crossed my mind at the time," she said. "The way Wally presented it, it seemed more like a track six type of song. It wasn't the type of song he was known for." Not long after the single's release, DeBakker was being recognised in the street. "People would be walking up to me screaming, 'You didn't have to cut me off,' right in my face," he remembers. That's a real aspect of pop, where a cadence in a song can stand in for someone's entire perspective of you, he said. "You said that you could let it go, and I wouldn't catch you hung up on somebody that you used." And there we have it then, a look at how Somebody That I Used To Know by Gautier was written and recorded and went on to become an almighty smash hit all around the globe, and therefore finds its place, albeit slightly manoeuvred and manufactured, onto the Song 2 list. In putting this week's episode together, we will have to make it abundantly clear that the fantastic article by Larry Fitzmaurice on Stereogum formed the majority of our findings, though we did also take a look at youdiscovermusic.com, allmusic.com, wiki, americansongwriter.com, genius.com, storyofsong.com, and others. Don't forget to hit subscribe and drop us a review, even a star rating. We will be back on Wednesday with yet another edition of Song 2. Thanks for listening. Song 2 is researched, written, recorded, and produced by me, Stephen Stepslow, for Today Radio. Cheers.